In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. This morning, as we were chrismating Christopher, and before, when we made him a catechumen, one of the prayers that is said is always to remove far from him his former delusion, translated in various ways, but to remove him from his former delusion. And this particular prayer sometimes strikes me odd, because as an American coming up and coming to a church and someone investigating orthodoxy and everything, before I was a catechumen, then as a catechumen, I don't know. I think people don't feel themselves deluded. They don't feel themselves to be deceived in any ways. I mean, how many of you walking around day to day think that you're deluded? And when I was at the Creflo Dollars Church, for instance, I didn't think I was deluded. And then when I visited the Baptist Church, I wasn't deluded. And when I went to the Lutheran Church, I wasn't. At least I didn't think I was. But I had a host of ideas about the faith, and I had a host of ideas about life, and a host of things that really didn't conform to authentic Christianity and to the Orthodox Church. And so we pray this prayer, remove far from him his former delusion. But it's a prayer that could be continually prayed over each one of us every day. Because each one of us every day, despite the fact that we've been baptized, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit, to various levels, we continue to live in delusion. Because that's the nature of fallen human beings, is that until we are saintly, until we're fully sanctified, we essentially, as Tom often says, we muddle through the spiritual life. And we bounce around, and at each time, every time we repent, every time we go to confession, we're going to confession to renounce our delusion, or at least to say and talk about our delusion out loud. And in today's epistle, the Apostle Paul talks about particularly idolatry. And we know that John also, one of his last words is, "Little children, flee idolatry, stay away from idolatry." And every sin that we might commit in this life is related to idolatry. And idolatry has to do with having false images. And there are a multitude of false images. If we're talking about Christianity, there are many ideas we may have about who God is. Many of our ideas about God are false. We mentioned last week that some, or a couple weeks ago, that some have a very wrathful and demanding God. Some have a God who doesn't really care about them, who just wants them to figure it out by themselves. And these are false images. We have false images of ourselves. We often think that we should be more than we are. Our false image is to think that we can somehow obtain the spiritual life in our own effort. Or again, on the other hand, that somehow we can become fully sanctified by doing nothing. Nothing at all. There's two sides of that delusion. We have delusions and false images of other people. How many people have been disappointed by someone around you? Whether it be at work, whether it be at church, whether it even be me. You see, last night at dinner, the dog was chewing off the ear of something. Just to give you an example, and if the dog can, he'll get food off the plate. Do you know why Tater Tot does that? Because he's a dog. He's a dog. They're driven by a few things. It's food. And do you know why people are so disappointing? Because they're fallen human beings. And because we're delusional. Because we think everyone around us should be better than we are. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we're not all that great. And yet, as we look around, we would hold people to a higher standard. We're often so forgetful of our mistakes and so ready to point out the mistakes of others. And again, this is a form of delusion and idolatry. And so, as Christians, we're called to put away delusion, idolatry. And now, delusion and idolatry in particular, always has something that comes along with it. The late Metropolitan Anthony Bloom, in one of his videos I found a long time, he said, every idol requires a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. And so when you think about your sins in life, the concrete sins, like when you're covetous, when you envy other people, when you judge other people, when you look at someone with lust, the various sins that manifest, that you actually do in your life, those are the sacrifices that you make to the idol. And so we have many people, because of their greed, who sin a lot. And that is the sacrifices, as they take from others to build up their own castles, their worldly towers of Babel. Those sins are the sacrifices they make to fulfill their idol, which is to be wealthy. And we could go through all the 8 deadly sins and tease out every one, and we could see the image that's presented, the image of what we think we're going to get that is good about it, the advertisement that we see on the TV of our soul that tells us and sells us the goods, and how we want it, how we idolize it, and then what is required of us to obtain that, all to the detriment and damage of our soul, and to the eventual enslavement. So idolatry is alive and well within the hearts and souls of the pagans, and to those who are becoming newly illumined into the Orthodox Church, and then also amongst ourselves as we continue in our process of sanctification. It behooves us to look at our lives and to not simplistically, when we come to confession, by the way, we're supposed to come to the confession once in a while, for those of you who have been putting it off, to talk to God about how we sin, you know, and tell Him and ask for forgiveness. But when we come to confession, it is so easy to focus very specifically on the sins. But the sins themselves are the sacrifices you're making for your idols. And so we have to, if we are going to be delivered from idolatry, we have to call it what it is. And so even in your life, your sins are tools for you to see the truth about yourself. Just as other people's sins against you are tools for you to see them more clearly, your personal sins are the breadcrumb trail that you follow to discover where you are delusional and where you have idols. So, today is dedicated to St. John the Baptist. I'm not going to say a lot about him except for this. We heard about the temple, and the whole goal and the theme of today was wrapped around Christopher's chrismation, where the Holy Spirit was put upon him and he became a temple of the living God. And this was also in the Apostle Paul's epistle today. The rest of the Christian life is essentially about maintaining ourselves as a temple, and about not having idolatry within our hearts and repenting when we find ourselves in idolatrous or delusional relationships with the world. And if there's anything that we emulate St. John the Baptist with, it is his life of asceticism and his sobriety to see things as they really were, and to speak the truth as it really was. And this, again, is just wrapped all together because every little aspect of our Christian life ties into all of these themes. So let us ask for St. John's intercessions as we ruthlessly root out idolatry from our hearts, as he ruthlessly called out King Herod, who I often call Herod, by the way. May God forgive us. I'm losing my train of thought. Go to confession. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.